Welcome to Logically Offensive, the podcast, episode number 7, Podcast Shorties. You know the fuck we do, man. Sit back, relax, strap on your seatbelts, and let's go for this ride. So for those of you that love football and follow football and are into... we need to have a little talk, all right? Now, as far as quarterbacks go, the most important stat that a quarterback can have is known as QBR, which stands for quarterback rating. And what that is, for those of you who don't know, it's a number calculated and spit out based upon a formula of a bunch of different variables inputted into this formula, right? So you input number of attempts, right? Number of touchdown passes, number of yards, number of interceptions, etc. And then it spits out a number and it lets you know who is the best quarterback. All right, so based upon this, we can easily determine who the best quarterback generally is. Now, let's talk about Grant High School. This year, Grant High School, 2022, won the state championship, something we haven't done since 2008, which is fucking amazing, right? Pacer for life, baby. I'm extremely happy for the guys bringing home another ring to the almighty Grant Pacers of Del Paso Heights. But during this run, their quarterback, Joseph McCray, better known as JoJo, I hear, he broke my touchdown record of 47, and he threw 51 touchdowns, right? So now everyone online is talking about how he broke my record and how he's the new king of Grant High School quarterbacks, right? Now, I want to say, first of all, I went out of my way to congratulate him and his family, not only in public, but also privately in direct messages. So I did that, right? I'm proud of him, happy for him, excited for his future. Shit, man, I hope this fucker goes on and wins the goddamn Super Bowl. Hope he goes in the Hall of Fame, right? That's how much love I got for the kid. Now, you know me. One thing about me is, if it has to do with me or not, I'm going to destroy false narratives. So when you start talking that shit, saying that he's the new greatest quarterback in Grant history because he threw 51 touchdowns, I say, wait, hold on. Not so fast. Let's have a look here of what actually really happened. Now, what really happened is Joseph McCray threw 300 attempts. Now, when I played, I think I only threw 230 or 240. So he threw the ball way more times than I did. All right. Also, he only completed 60% of his passes. All right. He threw, and I completed 69% of my passes. He also threw 6 interceptions. I only threw 3 interceptions, okay? And he also was competing because Grant was taking down some divisions because of enrollment or something, because of number of students in the school. They competed against a bunch of shit competition in D3, all right? Now, when I played, we played in Division 1. Now, I'm not here to take anything away from the kid. I hope he goes into the Hall of Fame and becomes fucking MVP of the Super Bowl, right? But also, again, I'm here to destroy false narratives. The question becomes is, why do you, people online, want to promote these false narratives? And why do you get your panties in a bunch and you get offended and emotional when I shut down the false narratives? So really, you're the one with the problem. You're the one getting emotional because you're a soft fucking snowflake. Now, when you put in these different variables and these different numbers of attempts between both quarterbacks, me and McCray, you will clearly come to see that my QBR, I think, is 145, and his was only, I think, 136. So, the formula spit out a number, which clearly shows I'm way better of a passer than Joseph McCray. And also, the whole he threw 51 touchdowns and you only threw 47, my response to that is, no fucking shit. If you throw the ball way more times and have more attempts, that's more chances you have for more touchdown passes, right? For example, if I go outside right now and I challenge my neighbor to a three-point contest and I say, all right, let's see who can make the most three-pointers. And I only shoot fucking 20, but my neighbor gets to shoot 100. If he beats me, so fucking what? He shot more times. You feel what I'm saying? It's not rocket science. It's not that hard to figure out. So again, congratulations, Joseph McCray. Great season, right? And also, don't start talking about, I'm not even going to knock the kid, but also these false narrative pushers out there online, also don't start pushing the bullshit about he had any more, like he had any good physical attributes that were even comparable to mine. And I don't want to knock the kid, but I'm not going to get into who's bigger and stronger and more athletic and faster and who has a stronger arm and all the shit and who's more accurate. We don't need to do that because this is a young kid, right? I think he's only 18. I wish him nothing but the best. Great season. I hope he's very fucking successful. He's not the biggest guy in the world, but so what? There's a lot of NFL guys who are shorter. I think he's only 6 feet tall, maybe 6'1", 170 pounds. Either way, no problem. Still hope he does great. But false narrative pushers, just knock it off. Because when you start doing that shit, then I start asking questions. Why are you trying to push a false narrative? Why are you trying to do that? And why are you getting upset when I actually tell the truth about who the real goddamn king of Del Paso Heights is? Okay? Because we all know who that is. The goddamn GOAT, number 8, which is me. Moving right along in this podcast, Shorty, I just want to talk about one other quick issue. Actually, not an issue. An event that just happened between Gordon Ryan and Nick Rodriguez. If you follow jiu-jitsu, you know what I'm talking about. They just had a fight, I think is their second one, because they just had another one in the recent 2022 ADCC where they faced off in the finals, and Gordon Ryan submitted him in under 2 minutes, and it was fucking pathetic. Nicky Rod didn't even fight back. Anyway, they just had another fight last night on UFC Fight Pass, the rematch, and Gordon Ryan won again, but this time he won in overtime. Now, everybody's saying, oh, Nicky Rodriguez, he's showing so much improvement. He did so good. He almost beat Gordon Ryan. He pushed him all the way to overtime. All the shit. Hey, once again, false narrative pushers. No, he fucking didn't. If you go back and you watch the fucking tape, Nicky Rod was so frightened. He's so scared to get submitted quickly again and get destroyed and humiliated and made a fool of, that what he did for the entire 20 minutes of the match, the entire 20 minutes of the match, he played it safe. He didn't engage. He did absolutely no offense. He kept his hips fucking 2 or 3 feet back away from Gordon Ryan, so Gordon Ryan couldn't even fucking entangle with him. That's how scared he was. And it was obvious and apparent. His entire game plan was just to last the 20 minutes, don't get submitted, and then maybe, just maybe in overtime, I might have a shot. This was clearly Nicky Rod's plan the whole time. And me watching it, it was obvious to me. Hopefully it was obvious to you, but it probably wasn't because you're a false narrative fucking dick rider. And then people are saying, well, you know, in overtime, Nicky Rodriguez submitted Gordon Ryan, but it was after the clock ran out. After the clock ran out, now that's not what happened either. Gordon Ryan was looking at the clock, and he said, well, in 2 seconds here, the clock's going to run out, so I'm just going to wait it out. He can't submit me. I waited, but then after the clock ran out, fucking Nicky Rodriguez kept squeezing him, and Gordon Ryan taps him, not to say, you're tapping me out, but to say, hey, let me go. The fucking clock's stopped. I mean, the clock's over. Time's up, motherfucker. Stop fucking squeezing me. That's what he was doing. So let's calm down with all the false narrative shit saying Nicky Rod got better. No, he fucking didn't. He did absolutely nothing. He was scared as shit. Even if you watch him before the match when they're standing across the mat from each other, Gordon Ryan's just mugging him, staring him down, looking directly at him. Nicky Rod breaks eye contact. He's walking around the mat, nervous as shit, all kind of nervous energy, won't look Gordon in the face. Come on, man. Because he knows Gordon's the king. And he knows even at second place, he's nowhere near Gordon Ryan's skill level. So again, guys, just knock the shit off. Anyways, man, I love you guys. I had to keep this one quick and short, to the point. Just had to get some stuff off my chest. I love you. Check back next week. Logically Offensive, the podcast Shorty, baby. You know how we do. I'm out, bro. Peace.